In today's world, it seems crazy to say, but you can choose to be poor. You may not choose to live in poverty, but you definitely can still choose to be poor. And in fact, you can live in poverty and choose not to be poor, or you can live in poverty and choose to be poor. All along, the whole time, your finances never changed. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Lyons. It's a Friday. You know the drill. Get as many people to church as possible. Invite them, bribe them, whatever it takes. Get them there. Get them to a church that tells them about Jesus. Time is short. Make sure you tell as many people about Jesus as possible. And if you can't, then get them to a church that will. Hey, Garth Heckman, David Lyons. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. I'm going to read you something out of Idols for Destruction by Herbert Schlossberg. And what's crazy is this book is actually 24 years old, but it's as relevant today as it was back then. And this is called Poverty and Dependency. He writes, poor people who live admirable lives are very different from those in the modern culture of poverty. The mere absence of money gives no explanation for this disparity. And in fact, those in the latter group often have much more of the world's goods than those in the former. They may have adequate housing and diets, but are sunk in the sociopathologies of crime, delinquency, family disintegration, and addiction. Most of all, they are dependent. Moynihan concludes, as do many others, that dependence is the distinguishing mark of the culture of poverty. To be poor is an objective condition. To be dependent, a subjective one as well. He argues that dependency is a creation of the welfare system in and of itself. Woo! I don't know if you caught that. That's going to upset a few people. Here's the deal. He's basically saying this. There are two different mindsets. There are two basic mindsets, as always in today's world, but they've become quite clear. There's mindset number one, life is unfair to me, and that's unfair, and it is wrong that I have to deal with that, and I demand that you make it right. And then there's another mindset, life is unfair to me, we all go through tough times, and we all face things that are unfair, because that's life, and I demand that I make it right. We got to resist the temptation to demand that others should change our state of living, our state of happiness, our financial state. Look, this is up to you and God and mostly you. Choose not to pitch your emotions and your attitude and your outlook in life based on how you feel, but rather on who God is. Most likely, a miracle is not going to change your place in life. Nor will the state or the government, the special interest group, or the media, Hollywood, Taylor Swift, the newest popular law that gets passed, whatever. Only you can change your state, your mind, your place in life, and your future. And yes, God cares, but he only cares what he thinks, not what you think. And he only does what he wants to do, not what you want him to do. Now, get this straight. You have to figure that out. You can whine and complain and swing God over your head like a dead cat. That's not going to motivate him. So you better consume the Word of God and transform your mind so that you can act, i.e. do his will, in your life. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And his number one way in today's world is to destroy the truth. He sows this lie that it's not fair. That's maybe his most destructive sold lie in today's world. It's unfair. And why is this so destructive? Because it's not true. Because he says it in a way that it makes you believe it in such a way that it's not right. It's unfair and that's not right. No, it's unfair and that is right. Because that's the world. We live in a sinful, fallen, neglected world run by Satan and it's not fair. And it's only right because that's the way it is in a sinful world. It's like saying the sun is hot I can't believe the sun is so hot. Why is it so hot? You need to make it cool. Fact check, the sun is hot. Fact check, you cannot cool the sun. Fact check, the world is unfair. Fact check, it's unfair for everyone. Fact check, it's up to you to activate your faith and to find contentment in him that Satan cannot touch. Fact check, it's a mindset. It's not the state you live in, the laws that are passed, or what some politician or Hollywood elite tells you to believe. It's only what God says and Satan says. And if you don't believe that, then you're believing what God says. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.